Hey there, Jose.
Hey, Alex.
What do you think of this girl that has been in the news recently? Her name is Malala. She's this girl from Pakistan who survived basically an assassination, and now she has her own book, and she's a world-famous celebrity.
Kind of interesting. When I saw her on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, it was interesting for me in the sense that I've been following her for what, maybe about a year when I first heard about her during that assassination attempt that you mentioned. And now here she is. She was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. She's, like you said, world famous. She's on TV shows now and working on a really great cause. She's an amazing kid.
She was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Do you think she should have won it?
Oh, gee, that's a tough question. I certainly would not have been disappointed if she had. I know that the people who won it in 2013, the year that she was nominated, themselves deserved it. So I wasn't at all disappointed with the choice of it. But if she had won it, it would have almost been kind of like when you cheer for a sports team that you really like and they win some kind of championship, because like she's just a little closer and dearer to my heart than the people who won it. Who are the people that won it again?
They were a group responsible for ridding Syria of chemical
Right,
weapons.
that's it. Yeah, I was pretty sure it was them. I just wanted to make sure. Now, that's a really, worthwhile thing. And I don't know, well, what do you think of the Peace Prize itself overall? What do you think about the whole phenomenon of it as opposed to, say, compared to the Nobel Prize for Chemistry, the Nobel Prize for Physics? What do you think of the Peace Prize?
Well, it's interesting that you think of a comparison between the Nobel Peace Prize versus the Nobel Prize for different discipline. I suppose in a scientific discipline, you can perhaps more easily clearly define that someone has, discovered a cure for a major disease, for example, right? But for Peace Prize, that seems to be a little more subjective. I was a little surprised when Obama got his Peace Prize. Like, what did he really do?
You could say that that's basically the nature of the Peace Prize. It's more a political statement than anything else. I mean, just the
That's
definition
true.
of the word peace itself. I mean, somebody who brings peace, somebody who shows the world how to achieve peace. It's really, really difficult. So I think the entire concept of the Peace Prize itself is a little hazy, but most of the time I agree with whoever wins it.
Yeah.